This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Israel deployed extra troops in the occupied West Bank on Monday after a Palestinian gunman killed two Israelis, and a Palestinian was killed when Jewish settlers rampaged through a village, setting fire to houses and cars. Lucy Fielder has more.
Burnt-out cars and homes on Monday morning. The aftermath of a settler rampage on the Palestinian village of Hawara overnight. The mob violence partially eclipsed an earlier attack by a Palestinian gunman in the same village. Sunday's escalation came despite talks in the Jordanian port of Aqaba that were supposed to lower tensions, which had soared following a deadly Israeli raid in Nablus last week. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he held the Israeli government fully responsible for the violence. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said soldiers were pursuing the attacker. I ask, even when the blood is boiling, that no one takes the law into their own hands, he said.
It's Reuters' Lucy Fielder with the story. Italian officials say at least 62 migrants died when the wooden boat they were in broke apart in heavy seas Sunday off the Italian coast. At least 12 of the dead are children. One of the men from the ship was taken into custody by Italian authorities on suspected trafficking charges. A majority of the nation's business economists expect a U.S. recession to begin later in the year than they had previously forecast. This after a series of reports has pointed to a surprisingly resilient economy despite steadily higher interest rates. 58% of economists who responded to a survey by the National Association for Business Economics predict a recession sometime this year. However, only a quarter think it will begin by the end of March. From Washington, this is VOA News. The British government says it has reached a deal with the European Union to resolve their long-running trade dispute over Northern Ireland in a new agreement called the Windsor Framework. Rishi Sunak is British Prime Minister.
I believe the Windsor Framework marks a turning point for the people of Northern Ireland. It fixes the practical problems they face. It preserves the balance of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. Now, of course, parties will want to consider the agreement in detail, a process that will need time and care. Today's agreement is written in the language of laws and treaties. But really, it's about much more than that. It's about stability in Northern Ireland.
The deal will remove onerous customs checks on goods moving to Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the agreement restored UK-EU relations to the right footing. Last-minute trouble forced the delay of a SpaceX mission to send four astronauts to the International Space Station. Jennifer King reports.
The countdown at Canaveral early this morning was halted with just 2 minutes remaining from liftoff.
Countdown one, hold, hold, hold. We are standing down due to a T-TAB ground issue.
The fuel was loaded and four astronauts, including one from Russia and one from the United Arab Emirates, were strapped into a SpaceX capsule atop the Falcon rocket on a mission for NASA to replace four astronauts at the International Space Station who have been there since October.
5.100 launch scrub. That didn't work.
Audio courtesy SpaceX. Officials said the problem involved a critical engine ignition system and they couldn't be sure there was a full load. They delayed the launch until at least Thursday. I'm Jennifer King.
Iran has handed over the Afghan embassy in Tehran to the Taliban, becoming the latest country to accept Taliban-appointed diplomats but not recognizing their 18-month-old government in Kabul. The Taliban foreign ministry said Monday that it had dispatched a 7-member team of experienced diplomats to the Iranian capital to take charge of Afghanistan's diplomatic mission there. The Kremlin said on Monday it was worried about the state of affairs in Moldova's breakaway Transdniestria region, where it had said Ukraine and other European countries were stirring up the situation. The warning came amid increased concerns in Moldova of a possible Russian threat. Moldova's pro-European president, Maia Sandu, this month accused Moscow of plotting a coup, something Russia has denied. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
And more.